You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Terry Barr.
Hello, Rocker's hello. Here.
We're just partying on University Avenue right now.
Indeed, and people beeping as they drive by.
This is awesome.
It is. It is great.
Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison, 540 AM WAUK and the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. On the phone with us right now is my good friend Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and the Dark Horse Art Bar on East Washington Avenue. I hear sirens. Are you running from the law, Patrick?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is. Hey, Patrick, I have to tell you, my niece was visiting on Thursday night, and it was so great to have a visitor to start with. But guess what we ordered? Salvatore's.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. That's awesome.
I had the Woodsman.
Yep, it's one of our most popular.
Oh my gosh! I could eat that every day, you guys. It's so good, so good.
Those mushrooms come from my good friend Jamie at Indian Farm. So he grows all those mushrooms for us, and unfortunately, they don't have any sort of psychoactive properties. Legal, but the mushrooms are fantastic, and so we braise those in brown butter, and there's a little bit of truffles in there too.
Then we add some goat cheese to ours just for fun.
Just to throw it on top. Well, since we're all admitting things, I went to the new Salvatore's on Johnson, and I got the Italian beef sandwich, and wow.
And there's a new menu out in Livingston right now, isn't there, Patrick?
Yep, new menu at Livingston. Chefs Jed and Polly came up with a new menu, so it's totally different. Some fun things on the menu that are being well received, so that makes me happy. We've kind of brought back, kind of went a little bit higher end, like from the original concept of the original Dark Horse. I know we've recycled that name twice now, so it makes things nice and confusing for all of our vendors. There's a lot of fun things on the menu. Some a bit more creativity, some better. It's just a broader variety. So
I got to ask you, you have kind of a unique display up right now at Dark Horse, and it kind of ties in with Valentine's Day. You know, tell us a little bit more about it.
Sure, it's a heart show. So we've got about 15 artists that have been. You know, these works all represent, the concept of the heart, whether that's romance or not. But so there's a lot of different interpretations, and it's a super emotional sort of show. These pieces mean a lot to the artists, and a lot of them are very unique and interesting. So, you can check out some pictures of what we've got going on our Facebook page, which is Dark Horse Art Bar. Or Instagram, which is Dark Horse Art Bar as well. But come by. I mean, it doesn't cost anything to look. And if you come by for happy hour, buy one, get one drinks and dollar slices of Sal's Pizza while you peruse some of the most interesting pieces of art for sale in Madison right now.
Dude, Rocker, Terry and I have scheduled a production meeting for Max Inc. Radio at the Sal's Dark Horse Art Bar for, what is it, Wednesday or Tuesday? Tuesday.
Awesome.
I can't wait. I'm going for the display, not really to see Rocker and Jimmy. I want to see the display. All right. We'll sit down and do some business. But
I'm going for the whiskey.
Of course you are. Yeah. My gosh.
So, I know, Rocker makes whiskey in his bathtub, doesn't he?
I actually swim in it, too.
Oh, gosh. You guys are,
Now with extra Rocker.
Right.
Oh, man. I don't want to drink Rocker whiskey anymore. That's, no, I do.
Oh, yeah. Stick with the pure vodka, Jimmy.
Hey, another thing. So the art at the art bar, that's the part I'm really excited about. The Dark Horse Art Bar is because you're supporting not only, it's the supporting the local artist, the visual artist. How often do you change up with programs and shows?
So we're changing the shows every month. So there's a new show every month. And, you know, we're focused on local, regional, and national artists. Right now we've got some folks from Minneapolis, some pieces representative of Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Madison, elsewhere in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin. So it's, you know, it's pretty great. Sam is doing a fantastic job of curating these shows. And we're also doing quite a bit of live music, too.
So oh, that's
we've got
good.
Something going on every week.
Yeah.
Last night we did perform. We had some performance art in, which was a lot of fun. It was like the Tomb of Weirds, which somebody who goes by the name of Sven Bolin, and he's just coming out with a bunch of cassette recorders through the PA with like some weird mixes that he's created. Mm. And, you know, so we're trying to do performance art. We're doing live music. We're doing fine art and pop art. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on there.
Well, thank you for doing all of that. I'm looking at the art right now. I'm going to share this on Max Inc. Radio's page, too. It's cool. And it does. Every single one tells a different story. So thank you. Very cool.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you guys on Tuesday.
we'll be he's holding it to. He's holding us to it now. Everybody's got to make this meeting.
Patrick, yep. Thank you.
Yeah, because I have a meeting. Yeah. No, go ahead.
No, yeah. Please go ahead.
No, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I have a meeting on Tuesday as well, so I'll probably see you there if you're there.
Yes.
Awesome.
One last question. Is somewhere on the new menu yep. at some Salvatore's or the Art Bar, is the Mother Clucker coming back?
Oh.
Yes, it will be back. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we might name it the Jimmy K, though.
Oh,
man.
You could do that as long as there's not egg in the batter on the chicken.
Ooh.
There's your challenge, sir.
Oh, yeah, there won't be any egg on it. Yeah. We should totally do that. We could do a Jimmy K. Yeah. We could do a Jimmy K and a rocker sandwich, then we could pit them against each other.
There you go.
Yes.
And we could do that when we do a live broadcast from your place.
Nice.
There you go.
On
perfect.
A Saturday yeah. night. Yeah, beautiful. Yep. Hey, tell the people where Salvatore's and the Art Bar is located, man.
Yeah, so we got Sal's in Sun Prairie at 121 East Main and Madison at 912 East Johnson Street. Sal's on Livingston at 10 North Livingston in the Constellation Building and Dark Horse Art Bar at 756 East Washington Avenue.
And you're the man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's pizza, then there's Sal's.
Yes.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. let's do thanks. Some brand new Rain Stern right now. It's Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio.
I'd like to know, even if it tears me down, which way the wind blows from here. But I've held on in hope, and now I wonder why I've stayed so strong, seeing it now. Well, I don't know, no, no. But testing me if I'd stick around is like asking gravity if you jump, will you hit the ground? All these tests are futile. What I know now, oh yeah, would I do it again if I could just hit rewind? Oh, go ahead and ask again this time, I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of them, even though you've thought that it was a genuine.
It's time to unplug from the politics and crank it up with Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, this is Kelsey Miles, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Everything I've known feels so strange. So sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light.
Hey.
I'm a stranger to myself. Change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
Heaven. Can I get an amen?
Radio, Radio for the People. That's Mojo Radio there, Darken My Door, from their latest release, Rise. Hey, everybody, welcome to Saturday night here on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Terry Barr.
Hello. Rocker.
What's happening, Jimmy?
I'm like starstruck. I'm on the air with Terry Barr doing a radio show.
Stop it.
Okay.
You're so silly. But thanks.
If you miss portions of this show tonight, you can like listen in at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
The show record replays at midnight, and then again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central, and then Sunday night at midnight, too.
Isn't that incredible? I've told people that, and they can't believe it.
We need to, Rocker, we need to get a show together, or Terry, maybe get a show together for Sunday.
Ooh, a new show, you're saying.
Yeah,
not do a replay.
Yeah. Ooh. A new show? Like, we all have time for that.
I know. Yeah, that is the thing. We're all kind of volunteers right now, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But we love it. We love the local music, Wisconsin music, regional music, and just what a great way to be able to showcase so much talent.
Absolutely. Speaking mm-hmm. of talent.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of talent, uh-huh. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
She's brave.
And Katie Scullin is in the house.
Yes,
we got
is.
Her in.
Woohoo!
Hey. She's going to have the honor of having the first Devil's Lair in the new studio.
Oh, here. Yeah.
And you got to honk. Yep. You got to honk at her as uh-huh. you're driving past on University Avenue. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, still plenty of traffic mm-hmm. going by, Jimmy.
We've had some good honkers, too. Yeah. It's been fun.
All right, stick around. The Devil's Lair is coming up next. Max Inc. Radio.